fast food. A new report on fast food has some worrying statistics.
How often do you eat out? A new report says that Britons are spending more and more on fast food. But why?
For the first time ever, more than half of all meals eaten out in the UK are from fast food restaurants. Burgers, fried chicken, pizzas, kebabs, and takeout curry now account for 50.4% of meals bought outside the home. That's up from 47.3% in 2008. And it represents a staggering 5.54 billion fast food meals a year.
But why? The answers are simple. For a start, many see fast food as a cheap option, which is a priority for a lot of people in these times of economic hardship. And it seems that most people prefer familiar chains. Families want to know what they are getting. And with the likes of McDonald's and KFC, they know it's a consistent experience and good value, an industry expert explained.
Many fast food chains are adapting their menus to appeal directly to middle-class families. McDonald's, for example, has started using free-range eggs and organic milk together with fruit and vegetables for children's Happy Meals. And most chains are offering good discounts to attract customers. In London, for example, more than 25% of fast food purchases are made with a promotional voucher.
But is fast food really such good value for money? Not according to some. Actually, healthy ingredients are cheaper and offer better value for money, a food expert explained. On the face of it, it may seem like the cheapest option, but when you look at the labels, you'll find that you're only getting 50% of meat in your chicken nuggets, for example.
So, what's the solution? An online survey on food has a number of suggestions.
If you want to eat well and cheaply, simply buy lots of basic ingredients, then cook in bulk. Afterwards, you can freeze any leftover food and eat it later, says Molly Bates of Birmingham.
If you buy a double quantity of mince, you can cook it all together, then separate it into two. Add chili beans and chili to one half and make chili con carne, and use the other half for bolognese or lasagna. The recipe is practically the same anyway. Then freeze portions of it to eat another day, says Mike Smithers of Manchester.
Beans, lentils and pulses are all excellent forms of protein and a lot cheaper than meat and fish. They're also very tasty, says Kylie Jones of Brighton.
Hamburger, anyone?